We start our third and final hour. What's going on? Live in Southern California, I'm Jim Rome, broadcasting from the Quicken Loan Studios. Quicken Loans apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. It's been a big, big West week here in the jungle. And we actually talked UCSB a little bit earlier. I got a phone call from Mike in Orange County. And Mike's like, Rome, you're my guy. I've been listening for 20 years. I'm so happy to talk to you. Let me tell you this great story. And he proceeds to tell the story about how when he went to UCSB back in the 70s, everybody from Northern California came down. They hated his guts. And they would tell him the outcome of Laker games. They were on tape delay. And then everybody rushed in to kill this guy and say, hey, great story, bro. Nobody other than you and Rome liked that story. Then former Major Leaguer Michael Young tweeted the show and said, good to see another show. And now I've got the third guy in. We're joined right now. We start hour number three by having a conversation with a pitcher for the Cleveland Indians, having a big year. He's 10-3 on the season, 104 strikeouts in just 98 innings. The pride of UC Santa Barbara. He was an all-Big West pitcher at UCSB. 12 wins in 2016, tied for second most in a single season in school history. He was a fourth-round draft pick in 2016. The Indians are in first in the AL Central. Detroit is at Cleveland tonight. We are joined by pitcher Shane Bieber. Shane, it is so good to have you on. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me, Jim. I appreciate it.
Shane, it is great to have you. I've been wanting to do this for a long time. Now, you're coming off a win on Tuesday where you had a career-high 11 strikeouts. You became the team's first rookie pitcher to win 10 games since 2010. So how does it feel to be on the mound, and how good was it to have a performance like that in September in the major leagues?
It feels good. It feels really good to kind of, you know, get a little bit of momentum going. I know I've, about five outings previous, I was struggling a little bit, you know, third time through the order, and was able to, notice some adjustments to make and actually make those adjustments my last outing and go out there and compete and really just try to eat up innings as I can. For this team, you know, they're going to put up runs for me and play great defense, and we know how fundamentally sound this team is in all facets of the game. So, really, I'm just trying to be myself and go out there and compete as much as I can. And you know, it's panning out right now.
Indians pitcher Shane Bieber, my guest. You know, Shane, your teammates and Terry Francona, the coaching staff, rave about your composure and your ability to make those adjustments. You know, I make that point about you having a showing the way you are in September in the majors because your season started with you in AA, then you moved to AAA, and you already have 10 wins in the majors this season. So what's the entire year been like for you? Is it kind of what you expected, or maybe are you even ahead of schedule?
I'd be lying if I said I expected it all to work out like this. I just try to stay ready as well as I can. And you know, I think a lot of guys will tell you things kind of have to line up, especially in the minors, to move from one level to the next. And just being ready for my opportunity when it came was what I was trying to do and trying to be myself throughout, you know, every level, whichever level that may be, if I was in the minors or the majors. And I think that's what's working well for me right now is I'm trying to simplify things and just be myself wherever I may be. You know, if I was in AAA or AA earlier this year or, you know, pitching in Cleveland. So just trying to keep things simple in times of stress and just to be myself has been the biggest thing for me. It just keeps me comfortable out there on the mound, just realizing, you know, it's the same game and it doesn't matter where I'm at. But, you know, I have a job to do either way and I got to go out there and do it.
Shane Bieber, in the middle of a pennant race with the Indians, played his college ball at UCSB. You know, I had Terry Francona on the show earlier this year. Shane, he was talking about you, and it's really clear to me how much respect and appreciation he has for you and the way you handle your business. What's it been like playing for Tito?
It's been awesome. You know, he's such a good, great baseball personality, and everybody loves him within the community, and everybody loves him in this clubhouse. And, you know, he does such a good job commanding this team and leading from the front. And, you know, keeping things loose, but also, you know, staying competitive in all aspects. So it's been pretty surreal just to play for a guy and play for an organization that I watched so much growing up and you know, knew so much about and didn't really, back then I didn't expect to be where I'm at right now. So just to be able to be where I'm at and to soak it all in and to be competing for a team like this and the spot that we're at right now has been pretty surreal.
We're talking to Shane Bieber. Listen, you're handling this really, really well. I don't mean this, but I mean everything that's going around with you being in a pennant race in September and knowing your background, knowing that you played your high school baseball in Orange County, you went to UCSB. I mean, I'm really amazed by it, but every baseball player dreams of the moment when they get that word that they're getting that call up to the major leagues. What about you? What was that moment like for you personally?
It was crazy. I was actually coming off one of my better outings in Columbus. I had like a a rain-shortened no-hitter, unfortunately. But I came in the next day, and our pitching coach and head coach, they said they wanted to watch some video with me because I was working on a changeup specifically. And I was sitting down watching a video with our pitching coach, Steve Carce, and he was showing me some right-on-right changeups and all this stuff. And then head coach Jeremy walks in and says, "Oh, Carce didn't tell you?" And I looked at Carce, and he goes, "Oh, yeah, all these clips, I don't know if you noticed, they're all at Target Field in Minnesota. You're pitching there on Thursday."
Wow.
And it was pretty crazy. You know, you hear stories about, you know, coaches maybe making them a little bit more special or kind of surprising guys like that. And it was a cool feeling. I didn't know how to react. It was obviously a whirlwind of emotions, like a lot of guys tell you. But I'm glad they made it kind of interesting like that. It's something real special that I'll never forget.
Hey, Shane, it's a great story, but you kind of glossed over that one thing, a rain-shortened no-hitter. You had a 7-inning rain-shortened no-hitter. What was that like?
It was weird. That's not exactly, you know, everybody dreams of throwing a no-hitter. That's not exactly the situation you dream up. But, you know, unfortunately, there are circumstances out of our control that, you know, shortened up the game. You never know how it may have ended up, but I would like to test my luck there. But, you know, I'll take what I can get. I'm not going to complain about it. It was a fun moment for sure.
We're talking to Shane Bieber for a few more moments. Now, you go into the clubhouse, and you've already made a name for yourself, not just with the way you handled your business, but also with your Mario Kart skills. Carlos Carrasco was really happy when you arrived because he tweeted, quote, "Glad we found somebody who can beat Jose Ramirez in Mario Kart. Are you the best Mario Kart player on that team?"
I wouldn't say that. I think Cookie just caught me in a good moment. That wasn't just a one race matchup. We had like a four race tournament style going, and I think he only caught the one on video, the only win that I got. So it pains me to say it, but I think Jose is definitely number one in the clubhouse right now. I got some work to do.
We're talking to Shane Bieber. All right, Shane, Cho to Cho. You played your high school ball for Tim Ellis at Laguna Hills High School, then you went to UCSB. What was it about UC Santa Barbara that made you feel like that was the place you needed to go or wanted to go to?
I think first and foremost for me, when I was thinking about where I wanted to go, it was probably my number one regardless of baseball. So that campus and that school was just so prominent. I think I just saw that they were ranked top five public schools in the nation.
Number two, baby. Number two.
Number two? Was it number two?
It was.
Yeah, that's incredible. So, I mean, you know as well as anybody, it's just an incredible place to go to school. And, you know, outside of how prominent the academics are and prestigious, and the degree is just it's a perfect place to go to school. The weather, the location, everything. It's an awesome place. And it was my number one with or without baseball. And then I was able to, you know, get a recruited walk-on offer. And I was like, "So you'll get me into school?" And they said, "Yeah." And I took a little leap of faith, and, you know, everything worked out from there. But, you know, it's an incredible place to go to school, and I'm so glad I made that decision and stuck with it.
From recruited walk-on to a 10-game winner with the Indians already. Now, from a baseball standpoint, you said that maybe you were a little bit undersized coming out of high school, but our guy, Andrew Checkets, the head coach, loved your mentality. Now, Shane, I had Joe Kelly from the Red Sox on yesterday, and he was talking about pitching for Checkets at UC Riverside. What was it like for you to play for the coach at UCSB?
It was awesome. I think I learned a lot from him, you know, in all aspects, but most importantly, I think I learned the mental side of the game. I think he really understands how to compete and how to create competitors, and I think that was one of my biggest takeaways from my time at UCSB, was really how to go out there and compete and be, you know, mentally strong on the mound, because we all know it's a tough game to play and it's a game of failure. And just to be able to go out there and you know, put failure to the side and go out there and compete no matter what the situation may be. And I think I picked up a lot of mental cues from him as well as, you know, pitching cues and mechanical work and all that stuff. So, it was really the right choice for me as far as going to Santa Barbara, just in multiple aspects. Like I said, and, you know, Checkets was a great pitching mind, and he does such a good job of developing pitchers there that it really was a win-win for me in all aspects.
He is so good. Listen, before you go, Shane, because you were right in the middle of one of the greatest moments ever for the Gaucho family. You were part of that amazing 2016 team that went to Omaha in the most dramatic way possible, thanks to Sam Cohen's walk-off grand slam. What do you remember about that game and the moment when you guys clinched that trip to Omaha?
That was crazy. It was a crazy feeling, because you could feel the way the inning was going to go, you know, right off the start of it. I think we had a couple really good ABs, J.J. Muno, base hit up the middle, Billy Frederick walk, Dempsey Grover walk, I think. You might have to fact check me on that, but I think that's how we loaded the bases. And then, you know, the freshman pinch hitter, Sam Cohen, you know, the rest was history. So you could kind of feel the way it was going before it even happened. And it was just crazy to see it come to fruition and actually happen. And kind of blacked out after that happened. We were all so fired up running the home plate and dogpiling and all that. But it was such a crazy moment. And it's something I'll never forget and something I'll cherish with those guys forever.
I mean, a final thought, Shane, do you draw upon those experiences? For instance, you started some huge games. You started the first game of the Nashville Regional, the first game of the Louisville Super Regional, the first game of the College World Series. These are all really high-pressure situations. Can you draw upon them now in the major leagues, and what did you learn from those opportunities?
Absolutely. I think the biggest thing I took away from those was really enjoying the moment. Not a lot of people get the opportunity to pitch in those types of games and to pitch in the major league. So I just remember, you know, in the regional, super regional and in Omaha, just kind of really taking it all in before I stepped on the mound, whether it be before the first or second inning, whatever it was, just really look around and take it all in and absorb it and enjoy it and then go out there and make the most of it. So I think I learned how to do that, you know, in those big moments in college, and then was able to do that, you know, with my debut and then my first start in Fenway and all that stuff. And it really creates a fun environment to pitch in when you can kind of take that moment to reflect on where you're at right now and how cool of an experience it is, and then go out there and compete. And, you know, hopefully everything comes together and goes well. But regardless, you know, not many people get these kind of opportunities. So I'm just trying to make the most of them and enjoy them.
My man, the Indians are not where they are right now without this guy. Shane Bieber's got 10 wins. He's averaging better than a strikeout per inning. Shane, I say this all the time. They pay me to be objective. I'm not allowed to root. But when it comes to UCSB, I don't give a damn. I'm always going to pull for the Gauchos. From one show to another, I am extremely proud of you. The Gaucho family is as well, Shane. So good to have you on the show. And you are doing great. Keep it up.
Thanks for having me, Roman. I really appreciate it.
Shane, can't tell you how proud I am of you. Great job, Shane. Shane Bieber joining us. I don't give a damn. I don't care what y'all think. You can rush in here now and kill me too. Gaucho to Gaucho, we take care of our own, and he has done an amazing job. He's had a great career thus far. He had a great college career, a recruit walk-on at UCSB, and he said, when I asked him about UCSB, he just said, look at the school, look at the academics. That was my first choice, either with or without baseball. And then he got the opportunity, made the most of it. Andrew Checkets is an unbelievable coach. And he's had a lot of guys come through his program as an assistant and a head coach to make it to the major leagues. And you Indian fans, we have listeners in Cleveland, obviously. You know you aren't where you are without this guy. 10 wins on the season and better than a strikeout in inning. Detroit at Cleveland tonight. Terry Francona came on earlier this year, and he was raving about Shane Bieber. All right, we will take a short time out. What's up, Joes? UCSB, baby. Joe Maha. Shout out to Michael Young, too. To all the great Gauchos. When we come back, Kyle Brandt makes his return to the jungle. Don't go anywhere. Fellas, never a good look when you untuck a long, bulky dress shirt. You may think that it makes you look casual, but more than likely, it makes you look like a slob. You look sloppy. This is why Untuck It makes shirts specifically designed to be worn untucked. A casual shirt that's not too long. It's not too short. It is just right. Shirts designed so well that GQ calls them, quote, perfection. Untuck It shirts are a go-to for any occasion, from casual to dressy. And not only do they look good, they feel amazing. Impeccable craftsmanship and attention to detail make Untuck It the only choice for the untucked man. With more than 50 sizing options, every guy can find the perfect shirt. So log on to Untuckit.com. Check out all the new fall arrivals. Use the promo code ROME20 for 20% off your entire first-time purchase. You can also visit Untuckit at one of their over 35 retail locations across the country. Stop hiding your shirt with your pants and your pants with your shirt. Untuckit.com. Your solution to perfecting casual. Use the promo code ROME20 and get 20% off Untuckit.com.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
B Big Gaucho Day. Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. My thanks to Shane Bieber. He's won 10 games for the Indians. You want to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. We're having a tremendous Friday. Having a lot of fun today, and it's going to get better right now, as promised. Let me go back first. Earlier today, I looked through the glass. I looked at my current EP, Adam Hawk. My man is furiously chewing his gum. I'm like, Hawk, what are you doing? Dude, stop, man. Spit your gum out. Be a pro. What's your problem? He's like, I don't know, man. I'm just stressed. Stressed about what? Stressed about the guy that you're bringing on later on today, my predecessor. Stressed about my diet. I'm like, Hawk, man, just breathe through it. Take it easy. Because of this guy, the former executive producer of this program, the host of Good Morning Football, the host of a brand new show, the Kyle Brandt Football Experience, premiering tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern, on the NFL Network. We are joined live by Kyle Brandt. KB, like you and I used to always say back in the day, HYL. How you living?
Van Smack.
That's
I am living
saying.
Good, man. You caught me in the little bit of a malted hops frenzy, but it is great to be here at Wrigley Stadium.
My man has lost nothing at all. Kyle Brandt joining us. All right, so here we go. You've had a lot of big moments in your life. You are premiering a new show. You can talk to me in a moment about what that show is and what it represents, but how you feeling? This thing's going to drop at 6 p.m. Eastern. You're a few hours off. How does it feel?
Dude, I'm exhilarated. I'm terrified. This has been one hell of a week. It appears and it debuts in a few hours. I said I wanted to. I just taped it. Like, I just walked off set. It's one of these live to tape deals. You know how that goes. I don't know what the hell just happened, but it's going to be on TV in a few hours. I'll put it this way for the clones in a way they'll understand. This show is it's crowded. It's crazy. It's chaotic. You're not sure what's up or what's down. It's kind of like the Jewel's teeth of TV shows. They're going to love it.
Dude, you did not just go there. You didn't say that. It's like Jewel's teeth of TV shows. Hey, listen,
that's,
you know,
basically it, man. It's a mess.
Don't you miss that? I mean, look, your life and your career are shaping up beautifully. I couldn't be more proud of you, but don't you miss that?
I miss it so much, dude. You would not believe it. Like, I get up in the morning. You know, my son Calvin is 4 now. And so he's basically just at the maturity level of the clones. It's perfect. So I can talk with him about Bob the Builder and Thomas the Tank Engine, or we can do, you know, Kelly Clark Barson or Jennifer Love Chewitt or, you know, the late, great Philip Eat More Often, all the ones that used to come in on the email chain. He thinks they're hilarious, again, because he's 4. And yes, dude, I really do miss the clones. I miss them badly.
You've coached that kid up. I'm proud of you. He is the former EP of the program. He is the host, co-host of Good Morning Football and the host of the Kyle Brandt Football Experience, which is going to drop tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern on NFL Network. KB, I'm going to break the format and go right to the clones. Since you love the clones and you mentioned the clones, they've got a few questions. I solicited earlier today, Paulie T. Wall asks, quote, more nervous, first time hosting the jungle or calling the Bears preseason game?
First time hosting the jungle, it was, I mean, I did 3 hours of content, dude, in the first 7 minutes of the show. But the Bears preseason game, again, I'll put it in a way the clones can understand. I was like calling in to the hack off, and it was basically like Soldier Field, Chicago Bears, Val Kilmer, global warming, dead on the floor. That was me, man. That's how I felt in Soldier Field. It's a really warm memory for me.
All right. Chad in Lincoln asks, have you karaoke'd any Pearl Jam lately?
No. That would be the Pearl Jam. That was Jay Stu or Jay Chu. No, I haven't done the karaoke because I certainly have not gotten together with Mr. Automatic, as he's known. No, it's I was the guy who sat there and laughed at him and filmed that while Jay Stu was doing Betterman, which I think the clones then turned Jim into Butterman, which was a highly compromised second draft.
Go ahead, Alvin. Have you got it? Give us a taste.
If you give Jay Stu like 3 sips of 1 vodka cran, he's up there doing the butter man, and it was legendary.
Way to handle your business, Stu. Nice composure. Kyle Brandt joining us. He is the host of the Kyle Brandt Football Experience. It's going to premiere tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern. Kyle, tell me about the show. How did that come to be, and exactly what is it?
It's nuts, man. It's Friday, and Jim, we'll just speak plainly here. Nobody loves a Friday evening like you, like me. This show goes on at gin o'clock. I mean, it might as well be sponsored by the Sapphire. It is so fun that it's on Friday. And here's the deal. The NFL Network decided, in their wisdom, idiocy, whatever it may be, to give me 30 minutes to just play. The show is so different. It's not on a TV set. I'm not on a desk. I'm not on a couch. I'm not on a miniature football field laying out the cover two. I'm inside the control room. I'm in the control room surrounded by 50 monitors, 5,000 buttons, and I get to be a mad scientist. There's like a deep, deep river of nostalgia that flows through this show. Like, we will have the best highlight from week 6, but we will also have the best highlight from 1986. We can play any play ever. And I would ask you, dude, every person that comes through the show, we say, you love football. I love the NFL. We all love the NFL. But everybody has the first moment that they got hooked by the NFL, or the first player they liked, or the first play. What was it for you? Everybody remembers your first, dude. Who was it for you?
I got that. That's easy. In fact, it's kind of funny because for episode 50 of the Jim Rome podcast, I had Ron Say in, KB. You know, the Penguin was my idol.
Yeah.
So growing up in Los Angeles, my three idols were Ron Say, Gale Goodrich, and Terry Bradshaw. One of those guys is not like the others. It's Terry Bradshaw. The reason for that, I can remember my first favorite football moment, the immaculate reception. Mm-hmm. Franco Harris. The ball is going to Frenchie Fuqua. It goes up. Jack Tatum hits it. And out of nowhere, there's Franco off his shoe tips, up the sideline. Thanks for coming. My favorite and first NFL moment ever, the immaculate reception. And this is why I'm an L.A. native who was a Steeler fan growing up.
That's incredible. And so you come on the show, Jim. You're sitting next to me. And the second you start saying Franco, the second you mention his name, I physically push a button, and the glistening Franco footage comes and at 1080p, and we talk about it, and we get misty, and we remember it, and there's all the behind-the-scenes stuff. Because, like, we have the whole NFL Films archives from any time. So we'll talk about it, we'll reminisce, and then we'll bookend it, and we'll wrap up with talk about this weekend Steelers game and Franco Harris to James Conner, on and on. It is the past and the present at the same time. It's so fun, man. You'd love it.
What a blast. The Kyle Brandt football experience premiering tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern, on the NFL Network. It's already taped. He's done the work. Now it's just a matter of sitting back and watching it. Now, KB, if that was my first and favorite football moment ever, my second favorite football moment ever, if you were going to go there next and follow up, was that time that you blew out your Achilles in the offseason. Broham, for the clones that don't know this, what happened to you this offseason?
All right. So, KB's getting a little older. I ain't the guy that showed up off the Days of Our Lives and cruised in here and cut my teeth on the text contest back in 2008, texting 37170 with your Emilio Textevez resets and all that stuff. That guy is long gone. So I was shooting a promo. That's fancy talk for commercial clones, where they put you on camera and they have you look. I'm the mad scientist of the morning show we do in the network. I'm the energizer guy. I'm the guy who, the catalyst. So they say, yeah, we love your energy. Jump around, do some karate kicks, and do this and do that. And I'm on camera and lit and everything. And I say, shouldn't I warm up or something? Like, no, just get into it. So I'm doing like the Dirk Diggler kick and the Daniel LaRusso. And on camera, in the most glorious slow motion you have ever seen, I just get sniper right in the Achilles. Boom. It's like my foot explodes. It felt like, you know, the old, like, Rudy Tomjanovas. I feel like the scoreboard fell on my face.
On
my head. I'm sorry. Well, I feel like the scoreboard fell on my foot.
Wow.
And I turned around, and it was gone. And that was 3 months ago. And, you know, Brooke, my wife, and we had 2 kids under 5. I became the 3rd kid under 5. So that, it worked out real well on the home front, too, dude. It went over great.
Oh, dude, did you need surgery?
I needed surgery, immediate surgery. And, I got it. They cut me. They went in. They reconnected. And now I'm in physical therapy. I feel like if anybody listening, I'm sure it's so many people have. If you ever have in your adulthood a major lower body injury, it ages you by 15 years. And I really, the only silver lining that comes from this is I don't know how those athletes do it. Like these Richard Shermans, who's coming off an Achilles, or Terrell Suggs, or Eric Berry, I can't even walk up the stairs. Never mind me coming up and hitting a running back. I can't carry the groceries out of the car anymore. I'm 39 right now, dude, going on 65. It's a sad state.
It's incredible. Kyle Brandt joining us. Also about tonight's show, it's going to drop in a few hours. You've also pledged that tonight's show is going to include, among others, Steve Atwater, Rocket Ishmael, Dante Hall, Captain Kirk, and MC Hammer, and you're going to jam all these dudes into the first 2 minutes? True?
First 2 minutes, man. And the rest of the show is the same thing. Make no mistake, like, we will have Todd Gurley. We'll have the current stars. We'll have Todd Gurley. We'll also have Todd Christensen, Todd Light, Todd Sauerbrunn. We have them all. There is, I'm not lying, there's a Rick Meyer moment in the show. But
dude, I love Rick Meyer.
To the current, who doesn't? Goshen, Indiana. I love Rick Meyer, too. He's in wine now, bro. He's in wine. Bledsoe's in wine, and the two of them went 1-2 in the draft. So that's the kind of thing that we revel in. We'd be that sample segment would be like, so Bledsoe and Meyer went 1-2, 1-2. They're in wine now. Goff and Wentz went 1-2. What are they going to be into at the end of their careers? It's tying the two together. It's really fun.
Dude, I don't know if you know this, but did you know when you sat with Rick Meyer, you know, he and our boy Rob Guthrie are really tight.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, well, then yes. A friend of Guthrie's is a friend of mine. I didn't know that. How did Guthrie know Meyer?
They lived in San Diego. They're neighbors. They're kids. They know each other. The kids play ball together. They're tight.
All right. Well, Meyer knows Rob Guthrie, but does he know Raj Guthrie?
Oh, yeah. He knows Raj. He knows Raj. We all know Raj. He knows Raj.
Best guy in the world.
Dude, I got to ask you before you go. So you and I have not done this. We really haven't done this at all, and we certainly haven't done it here. As you sit back, now you're really busy, but I know you've checked out The Jungle on TV. Now, for a long time, when you and I were together and you worked here, you and I would talk about, are we going to roll this thing out on TV? Yeah. How do we do this? We did it after you left. I know you've seen this from afar. What are your impressions and the clones? What do you think about the clones on TV?
Oh, man. Let's get into this. All right. I never thought when I left the show, I never thought that the show would miss me for a second. I mean that. The show is the show. You're a grinder. You've been in it for years. I never thought the show would miss me. And then I saw the first time that the CBS Sports Network cameras went to the XR4TI and those faces were put on television. Oh, my God. Let me tell you, dude, you missed me there big time. Hey, Alvin, very flattering angle. Very good look for you. And I watched that shot. And you know who I sympathize with? I sympathize with the guy who's controlling the cameras for the network who has to push that button. Because what is he supposed to do? Can he cut away from or pan away from Alvin's spike haircut? Because if he does, then he's just on James Kelly's scalp. And if he cuts away from James Kelly's scalp, then he has to look at, you know, Adam Hawks' top-buttoned hipster shirt. There's nowhere to go. And you've said it. I'm watching the show, Jim, and they're going to the crew, and it's like, these hells have eyes. I'm saying, go back to Jim. And for years, you have told the listeners, more of me and less of you. I would tell the CBS Sports Network, listen, guys, more of me and less of crew. We're trying to do TV here. I cannot go to that shot anymore. I almost threw up.
Oh, dude, more of me and less of crew. KB, you have never not thought that you were the best-looking guy of any room you walked in, but never more so than right now. That was brilliantly done. Brilliantly done. All right, so how many hours away now? 6 p.m. Eastern puts us at what?
We are at about
three and a half hours.
Three and a half hours, if my math is right. And dude, my hands are shaking. You understand? You get the TV business, the network, the NFL Network is filled with Hall of Fame players and award-winning journalists and all these insiders and these amazing people. And me, the real world guy, the jungle guy, I have been given this piece of real estate on Fridays. The day after Thursday Night Football, it's a very big day for the network. They gave it to me, and it's like I'm so thrilled, so flattered, and I just hope I don't blow it.
Dude, they don't give things away. You earned those things. You earned it. They didn't give it to you. And one last thing on the way out the door, you were known for all those things and also known for the jukebox. So here's one more for you on Twitter. Jimmer Smith, quote, today is Friday. Would you have done an all-Beatles jukebox Friday today? Also, do you still back it in at the NFL Network? An all-Beatles jukebox.
Yeah, first of all, I would have done an all-Beatles, and I don't know, let's just say we would have played a lot of things off the White Album, and I would say, no, I don't back in anymore because now I get car service, so I just get out. Life is pretty good. But, Jim, hold on, let me say something before I go. I want to say something very earnestly. I am here in large part because of you. I've been around you for years. I find myself, now that I have this show, Jim, I'm not kidding, doing things that you used to do, preparing the same way, sending the same type of emails to my staff, almost word for word. So just make no mistake, Kyle in New York would never have happened without two people, Jim in SoCal and Toby in Houston. Those are my guys. I wouldn't be here without you. I love you. Thank you.
Cal Brandt, I love you too, man. This show would not be, the show that you see right now on TV would not be the show that it is without you either, Kyle in New York. I am extremely proud of you. Not at all surprised, but extremely proud of you. Clones, he's got a brand new TV show, The Kyle Brandt Football Experience. It's going to drop at 6 p.m. Eastern on the NFL Network tonight. KB, nice job, bro. Good luck with it. Do it again soon. You got it, bro. Love you. Kyle Brandt. That was awesome. That was so much fun. We are having an amazing Friday here in the jungle. All right. If you want to react to it, last chance, and make sure you watch his show. Brand new show, The Kyle Brandt Football Experience, tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern on the NFL Network. And he is still a co-host of Good Morning Football, also on NFL Network. Time now for a sports update. Here it is. Rich Ackerman. It's so funny. Somebody called Hawk. Hawk's in a state of shock now. Somebody called Hawk and said, don't worry about it, bro. 10 minutes until the weekend. Like Hawk's dead man walking after that interview. Hawk's fine. You know, I have a lot of fun at Adam Hawk's expense. Serious note. Two thoughts. Kyle Brandt is an extraordinarily talented guy. I've always known this. When I brought him in and when he worked for me as long as he did and worked on the show, Kyle Brandt is an extraordinary talent. So, Hawk, don't sweat that at all. This guy is really talented. Really, really talented. And we've long known that. Hawk, although I'm having a lot of fun at Hawk's expense day to day, and a lot of the flack that I give him is well-deserved, Hawk is doing just fine. He is an excellent executive producer. He's got an amazing ear for radio. He's come up with a lot of different ideas and things to put in place that have made this show and this brand better. He's fine. He should know more about sports than he does. He should take down that porn stash that he's rocking, but he's very, very smart. Even if he didn't graduate 13th grade, Hawk is going to be here a long, long time. He grinds. He works his ass off. He's fine. Don't sweat Hawk. Hawk, don't worry about the weekend. It is coming in about 8 minutes, but you're fine. Even after that conversation with KB. Jamie in Green Bay says, no offense to Hawk, but he should be more like Kyle and less of a spaz. No offense, though. Brian C60 tweets, has Hawk's paper bag popped yet? War hyperventilating Hawk. Geo tweets, straight freaking fire. Time to follow Kyle Brandt and unfollow Adam Hawk. Trevor Douglas, KB dropping a Toby in Houston take on the way out the door. Straight fire. That's how you EP Adam Hawk. Charlie in Goochland, suck on that success, Hawk. Hawk's fine. Adam, suck on that success, Hawk. Again, Kyle Brandt is a really unique talent. He's a very talented guy. Hawk is going to be here. As long as I have a say in this radio slash TV show and this brand, Hawk is going to be here a long time. Let's go to the ATP. You're all right, Hawk. In fact, you're better than all right, Hawk. You'll never be Brand, but you're all right, and you're better than all right. You're better than most. It's time to answer the Ask the Pros question. And it's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You want to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Trevor in Houston. Jim, now that you've had a chance to wrap with the Penguin, is there another dream guest that you're chasing for Ep 100 of the Jim Rome podcast? Hate to go all hoodie on you, but I'm worried about Ep 51, Ep 52. Ep 100 is the last thing on my mind. Maybe a second reunion show of the White Shadow? Technically a third. I've done two of those. I don't know. I'll jump off that bridge when I get there. What I need to do, though, is get to the week that was. Alvin, do we still have time? Roll it. Roll it. One more tweet like that, you'll get blocked.
Blocked! Blocked!
Welcome to the jungle. A very good Monday to you. My name is Jim Rome. Hope you had an amazing weekend. Lots to get done on this Monday.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
That's more like it. The first real day of the NFL season. And it delivered. Today, it's only about one dude. Aaron Charles Rodgers.
Yeah!
And that's about as bad a sight as
there wasn't a single Packer fan, shoot, a single football fan who wasn't sick to their stomach seeing Aaron Rodgers go down with a knee injury last night.
This is Willis Reed.
It's only a matter of time before he did what he did. He knew it. Packer fans knew it. Even the Bears knew it. Ty Montgomery. So when he comes jogging out of the tunnel.
Felt like, you know, how Jesus was walking out of the tunnel. But in the third quarter, he rose again and just, you know, resurrected this football team.
Kick on the way. It got blocked.
I'm not going to tell you that a tie is almost like a win and it's better than a loss because that felt like a loss. Browns, Gunnar Brown. Lawrence Taylor ain't walking through that door. That's Bo Jackson, Tecmo Bowl stuff right there. Except on defense. Joe Moorhead, what's it been like to work with T-Bob?
He's a living legend. I mean, one of the best to ever do it at the college level and the NFL level.
God, he used to have this amazing swagger about him.
Oh, he still does.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. Does he still have that?
Jim, his swag's on 10. I mean, there's no question about that. So ain't no question when he walks in a room who T-Buck is.
Fabian, what's up?
You know, you caught me off guard like always, right? All right, see you later, my amigo.
Deep. I love it when Fabian calls me and says, hey, Romy, man, you always catch me off guard. How'd I catch you off guard? You called the program. Kamu Grugier-Hill is my guest.
You know, I had 6-year-old men coming up to me with their parents' ashes and stuff.
The first pass attempt of the career.
M-E-S-S, mess, mess, mess. Here we go again.
That's a jet touchdown.
And I could not have been any more impressed than I was with the way he bounced back. He starts that game like that on the road in prime time and completely turns it around.
Marshawn is off to his left.
It took a half dozen. He goes into the end zone.
This guy put the team on his back.
I put the team on my back, dude.
The Rams team.
This is RPO, Rome Price Opinion.
Patrick Mahomes. Now you see why the Chiefs gave him the rock.
Travis Kelce's going to have to catch that. He's a mess with that football out of space.
Email.
Take a look at Sean McKay. Let's hear what else. Todd Gurney is a beast. Aaron Ronald, maybe the best non-quarterback in the NFL. Aqua Tlaib. Don't sleep on Cooper Mugg. And be sure to proofread your emails.
The third interception of the game for Matthew Stafford.
If you really are a rocket scientist, now is the time to prove it.
I got to do a better job.
Sure, Matt, you can put a man on the moon, but can you stop a halfback screen? Carson Palmer is my guest.
Jim, it's been a while. I'm excited to talk to you.
Carson, I don't know if you know this or not, but Ryan Fitzpatrick, did you know he went to Harvard?
I played with Rhino in Cincinnati for a couple years, so yeah.
Leather helmets and have you play that thing out in the parking lot or something. Lee Evans joining me on the program.
What the heck's going on?
You don't know why nobody's hiring you. You lost your job because you were calling sex workers for years. Man, I hate it when that happens. Yeah, because I'm going to take a parody, Larry, masturbation parody. Sure I am. Then take down the call off the screen that's from Paul in Liverpool with the subject, do you want to come over later and have some fun?
Did you tell Jim to stop sending his fan
base? They asked me if I would help participate in the smack-off thing. And then it came out to the house.
Your house.
Yes.
You hosted clones at the house. You did this.
Yeah.
Brandon Cooks. How would you describe the locker room right now?
It's an awesome locker room. We have so many leaders, and I think that's the beautiful thing about this team. No one steps on each other's toes.
I'd say it's Winston Churchill. Who yells out his name when they're hanging out with their friends? And I mean hanging out.
Vikings running back Latavius Murray, my guest. Are you expecting to see Aaron Rodgers on the field?
I would expect him to find his way on the field.
No, I think we'll be ready to go either or.
Joe Kelly.
So I blacked out. Let's just be honest. A 21-year-old kid on draft day with some Jaeger. It's not the best combination to talk to scouts. And what kind of money are you looking for? What take to sign you? Got to be over $1 million. And they're like, all right, cool. And they hung up. The next day, puking my brains out. I think being drunk on my 21st birthday for the draft was all meant to be. You know, if I was sober, I might have been an angel. You never know.
Hey, Hawk, spit your gum out, man. Be a pro.
Me and Adam are even tighter.
I don't fear no man. Period.
I saw Hamilton. I'm going to give you a quick story, okay?
Bruce Feldman joining us.
Extremely high level, and they're able to keep things on track when other places will really struggle with complacency and those kinds of issues.
The way this team looks, I'm hoping someone kills me.
I'm watching the show, Jim, and they're going to the crew, and it's like these hells have eyes. No! I'm saying, go back to Jim.
I don't back in anymore because now I get car service, so I just get out.
How please?
How you doing tonight?
I'm great. How you doing?
A little nervous, but
I couldn't tell.
Dumbass.
I'm a clown for life.
Great day to be in the jungle.
Raider Nation cockroaches.
Sir Paul McCartney.
Holy crappy.
War Subarus.
Ooh, sniper.
Go Cougs.
BGB.
Kobe in Houston.
Good night now!
What a day. What an amazing show that was. Barbasol razors. After 100 years of making shaving cream, Barbasol is finally making razors, and that's a no-brainer. You know that. Try the new Barbasol Ultra 6 Plus, six ultra-thin blades. Save right now at Barbasol.com. I want to reiterate, that was a great day. That was so much fun. My thanks to Bruce Feldman, Shane Bieber, Gaucho, Kyle Brandt. Look for his show tonight. Brand new show on NFL Network. XR4TI. Hawk, it's going to be just fine, I promise. Have a great weekend. See you next time. We're out.